With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. President Trump recently signed an executive order reducing the size of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah. President Trump recently spoke in Salt Lake about that move.
With the action I'm taking today, we will not only give back your voice over the use of this land, we will also restore your access and your enjoyment. Public lands will once again be for public use.
The president also says this was about allowing for local control of lands.
Under my administration, we will advance that protection through a truly representative process, one that listens to the local communities, that knows the land the best, and that cherishes the land the most.
Ranchers are also among those applauding the president's decision to reduce the two national parks. Through a statement of the Idaho Cattle Association, they say cattlemen applaud the White House's plan, a decision that's a clear win for rural communities who have suffered the consequences of egregious federal overreach. Once again, that's from the Idaho Cattle Association. Meanwhile, the president's decision will mean traditional uses of the land, including livestock grazing, will be restored on those public lands in Utah. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.